Welcome to module 4 of this course, Application Performance Monitoring. This will be our closing module, just to summarize the first three modules we went through and to position those key areas and to close off the discussion around this particular course of Application Performance Monitoring. If we go across to our slides now, just to understand the first piece. So the first area that we kind of understood was application insights. And we looked at two key areas, firstly monitoring applications and then getting the insights and true insight into those applications. If we look at monitoring applications, we understood that there are two types of applications that we can monitor. The types of applications we can monitor. Firstly, whether it be a website or a web service, whether it be a phone app or a Windows Store app, give us a view into actually the application and what it actually is doing, whether it be from availability or alerting. So on an availability layer, how do I know what is going on in my application? Up, down, fast, slow? And then how do I alert based on that? So the key takeaway in that area in module 2 was to understand that as an IT pro, I need to have a view into the certain areas of the application and the subsystem that makes it up. Then I want to be alerted about that if certain things happen, good or bad. Same for a developer. I might have a different view of the application and the key areas I'd want to be alerted about. The availability might be certain key areas around my application. Those key areas talk into a back-end infrastructure. How do I get alerted when that is fast, slow, up or down? And this key area was the discussion point where we start to have both teams working together in this DevOps movement, allowing the IT pro to work together with the developer to understand those key areas the developer is concerned about, whether it be performance, whether it be availability, etc., and then start and set up the relevant alerting to be sent through for those teams. And then for us to customize the dashboard view to give us a glanceable view immediately in what is going on with those areas that I'm concerned about. And once we have those components set up from a monitoring perspective, and we understand the availability pieces for alerting, how do I now start to take real insights away from that in my monitoring? Whether it be a view into the performance of the site, the subsystem that makes up the site, whether it be my infrastructure, whether it be the networking layer, the private cloud hosting in my data center, or public cloud hosting at the third-party data center. Then how do I take all that information and also start to get a view into the usage of my servers or my services that I might be hosting? Where are my users coming from? What are they using to access my application? What is their experience like? Then allow me to take that information and provide it back to the developers, or allow the developers to have a view into that on a dashboard layer to understand that I can maybe tweak, make changes, extend my code or application to cater for these users, ensuring that the experience is the same for the users or my customers, no matter where they come from. Then the reporting piece. How do I allow the business to get a view firstly at a dashboard layer into what is going on, but proactively provide the right alerts or information back to them on a proactive basis to give them a view of what is going on in their application or applications that they could possibly invest in from a financial perspective or ownership perspective. The second piece that we looked at was the System Center Operations Manager. We looked at the key areas around integrating, configuring SCOM with Team Foundation Server, allowing us to, again, monitor an application, very much similar to Application Insights, have a view of an application, monitor the key components, and understand what are those key areas. Excuse me. And then start to have a view into those key components, whether I be an IT pro or a developer on the other side. Similar to App Insights, once I understand the applications I'm going to monitor, start to give me real-world information back from a metrics perspective. Whether I get the single instance of truth across events that happen, and we saw in App Insights, we had a view of drilling into an exception, and we've got an event ID window come back with the relevant information. As an operations person, if I didn't know what that was about, I could then alert and send on as required. If I was a developer, I could pull the IntelliTrace log down and start to drill deeper into what's actually been happening in the code, as well as do debugging if required within Visual Studio itself. The same on the System Center side. If I got an alert generated into the Operations Manager console, I could forward that across to the engineering team, and that same information would be visible to them on the other side as well, ensuring there's a single knowledge base, as well as a single instance of truth when it comes to troubleshooting information or calls that have been logged from users or customers. At the same time, from a performance perspective, I want to know what is going on in my subsystem. Operations Manager can give me a view based on the management packs that I import, what is going on my server layer, what is going on possibly at a public cloud layer from a Microsoft Azure perspective, or possibly across both if I'm doing true hybrid cloud monitoring. and then start to give me an understanding of putting proactive reporting back for my relevant users. Again, whether it be through app diagnostics for my management team, my business owners, or to the developers or other IT pros that might be involved in supporting. So across both application insights and across System Center, Microsoft is starting to generate and build a view going forward of a true single application performance monitoring view for developers, IT pros, and business. The benefits of a public cloud service like App Insights is we can add updates, feature sets, changes on the fly for you to consume and use through your subscription. From a System Center perspective, as management packs are updated, released, as you bring updates out to System Center itself, Operations Manager can start to be extended of what it firstly knows around what it's monitoring, as well as interaction with other Microsoft products from a monitoring perspective. So all in all, I hope you've had a good view of in this course around the end-to-end point on application performance monitoring, but also to understand there's in-depth key pieces and players in certain areas. In the downloadable PowerPoint slides that you'll get from this course, you will find certain URLs in some of the slides about how to set up those components. Because as you've seen, we've touched on certain areas, whether it be adding an application into App Insights. We've looked at the simple process of doing that. But the next layer down, what are the deeper key steps required? The URLs will be in the notes section for those particular slides. The same for System Center, integrating with the likes of Team Foundation Server, integrating with the likes of Operations Manager. How do I start to get deeper insight into those key areas? The notes section will have the relevant URLs that you can pull out as an IT pro or a developer and extend your learnings a little bit more. So I hope you've gleaned quite a bit out of these modules in this course on application performance monitoring, and I hope you look forward to consuming some more content from us here on the Microsoft Virtual Academy.